Hello. Katy Perry and I are here to say hello, beautiful person. I'm pausing so you can hear this. You probably know this song called Firework. In case you couldn't hear the lyrics, what I really wanted to hear was when she says, do you know that there's still a chance for you because there's a spark in you? You just got to ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Now, the really funny thing about this is I am here in the United States and it's the 4th of July weekend, but that's not the reason I was playing this song. I knew there was something I really wanted to talk about that had to do with the freedom to be ourselves and the joy of being ourselves, because that's been kind of a theme that's come out this week. And when I was musing about turning on the recorder and what song would be great to go with that, I thought of Katy Perry, Firework, because of the that explosion of joy part, but I didn't consciously think about the fireworks, which typically here in the United States for the 4th of July, there's fireworks. And it was a delight for me just now. And I know I've said this to you so many times, but I'm saying it again, like the way that we are led, you know, my friend Trisha and I called them breadcrumbs, spiritual breadcrumbs. And I think we got that from Wayne Dyer. But the way that we are just led to delight and to insight, delight and insight, even that, right? So that wasn't me. I didn't think that up, but it's like even that tiny thing, the way that I was led to say delight and insight, and that delighted me all over again. And none of it is me, right? All of it just comes from this amazing source of life. So, you know, I didn't even realize that that's where I was going to start. I just was like, oh, I'm going to play that Katy Perry song because it makes me feel like being me. And that's what led me to it. But then the delight and the beauty of it being, she even says, own the night like the 4th of July. That surprise, it is that life has our backs in a certain way, right? That, it's funny, I just mentioned my friend Trisha, but this is dropping in again. When Trisha and I were on retreat in Tahoe, we left you a message, and I think we talked about this then, that it's like 90% of life feels like it's about simply showing up, right? So all I had to do was come to my studio, hit the record button, and then life just comes in with like, well, how about this? How about that? How about this? And it's so amazing. Let's listen a little tiny bit more of this song because I'm just delighted by it. Baby, you're a firework. Yeah, and I love a theme. I've always loved themes. I don't know what it is. There's something about them that they feel as if they add whimsy. They help us feel, I think themes help us feel the meaning of things. So here's where I'm going today. And this song perfectly sets that tone. You know, where I'm going is, it's the 4th of July in the United States. You guys know I'm not a political person. Where I went with this is, I want to talk to people about the freedom that we feel in our lives. I want to talk about the freedom to be who we are in the world. And just like, you know, here, the 4th of July in America, right? It started all of this, you know, this is kind of just my basic like paraphrasing of our history, but that people wanted to choose their own religion. They wanted to choose for themselves how they wanted their lives to be. And that this is what we're all choosing over and over again, you know, and never to underestimate the power and the beauty of really allowing ourselves to feel that firework, experience of being who we are in the world. I just, right before starting this message to you, I was leaving a birthday message for a very dear friend of mine. And I realized as I was leaving her that message, I was reading her a poem. And again, this was one of those spiritual breadcrumbs where it connected to me like, oh, this is also a wonderful poem to share with my freedom message that, you know, has wanted to come forward today. And so I'm going to share that with you. And I know some of you have probably heard this before because this is a poem that's been in my life for more than 20 years, maybe 25 years. And I love it every bit as much today as I always have. It's called God Says Yes to Me, and it's by Kaylin Haught. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said yes. I asked her if it's okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes, she said, you can do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. And I love those yeses. I love the playfulness of this poem. And mostly what I love is the permission to, as she says, you can do just exactly what you want to. Now, of course, that doesn't mean, you know, oh, I'm going to be myself and I'm going to just tell everybody exactly how I feel, even if it hurts them, or, oh, I'm going to be myself and I feel like throwing this trash on the ground, or, you know what I mean? We all know that, right? This isn't about selfishness in that sense of not seeing that there's a world around us and people around us. It's not that. You guys know what I'm talking about is that, you know, I'm drawn. I know I always use clothes, but clothes for me really are part of my spiritual practice. It's like I'm drawn to wearing this, you know, orange and white poncho with these, you know, black flowered pants. Can I let myself do it? Right? Can I let myself do it? Because that's what my spirit wants. And I think that's why clothes for me are a spiritual practice, because I often can see, for whatever reason, and I think we all may have this in different ways, right? Like, but for me, it's like I can so easily see where I might be pulled into that's not done. That's not the way it is. That's not what people do. That doesn't match. That's not right. That doesn't work. You know, no one's going to like this. And I can see how quickly I get taken from what my own spirit is just drawn to what I think the world is going to think of this, or how I think it's going to fit in, or how it might meet other expectations that have nothing to do with just a simple calling of the spirit. So I'm going to pause for a second. And while I'm pausing, take that in and think for yourself, like, where are those places in your life where you can see there's a draw, there's a call, there's an impulse, there's a joy that wants to burst forth, like Katy Perry's, you know, those fireworks from her chest, if you would see the video. Where is that for you, and where does it get shut down? And I'd really love for you to pause and give that some thought. Okay, I'll be right back, but I really want you to think about that. So again, as I'm pausing here, I am inviting you to think about, you know, what is calling to you that feels like simply like some part of you, something that wants to come out or something that wants to come forward, or, you know, you could look at it as like something calling to you, drawing you closer. And I'm going to play a little bit more Katy Perry while you're still thinking. Oh, there she is. This. I've never really listened so closely to the words of this song, but that was so beautiful what she was saying about being original. And I guess I'm just struck by that word even, because as she was singing, I was thinking about, I just had all these faces of people that I know, some people I know really well, some people that are I don't know so well, acquaintances, but that each and every person is so just themselves, you know, like, I know it's cliche, but it's so true, right? That every single person is 100% just themselves. And if only we could really see each of us how beautiful that is. And I'm thinking of that line by E.E. Cummings. I think it goes something like, It takes courage to grow up and become who we really are. I think that's it. I'll look it up and put it in my note to you. But I think that's what it is. Something like that. It takes courage to grow up to become who we really are. Because it's as if we start out being who we really are. And then, you know, I think all of us go through some sort of socialization process. And depending on where we grow up and what schools we go to and what, you know, communities we belong to, or what religion we belong to, or political parties, or, you know, on and on and on, that we, you know, many of us go through this process of sort of taking on things that maybe aren't really who we really are, but they're who we think we should be. So I guess here we go back to the freedom to let some of that go. Perhaps is maybe what it is, or maybe it's the freedom to take back some of what we've put down that is really who we are. And I think that's what I really wanted to say today. And I love the synchronicity of this song and the fireworks. I love the yeses. That's what I want you to take away. I want you to take away that permission to say yes to yourself. And again, you know, just to underscore, it doesn't mean saying yes to ourselves in a way that harms other people or hurts their feelings. It's those places where we can say yes to ourselves that really is a self-care. And sometimes it might be hard for other people, but it's not coming from that place of, you know, of wanting to hurt or harm. It's really coming from wanting to love and wanting to be the love that wants to burst forth out of us. And if go ahead and post the link to this Katy Perry video, because I think the video, there's that sort of essence of feeling that it is something coming through us. That's where I'll leave you today with your love, Gram. And as always, I want to thank you so much. It means so much to me when I hear from you. It means so much to me, even when I don't hear from you, that just, you know, simply knowing that you're out there and maybe you're having time to listen to this and maybe you have time to respond or maybe you don't, but that we're, as Ram Dass said, and as I like to repeat over and over again, we're just walking each other home. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.